NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio CUC English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Feng Guorui.
And I'm Feng Xinchu. Today is Monday, May 18th, the 11th week of this term.
Here is a roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
On May 8th, the final competition of the spring of CUC was held in 1,500 lecture halls.
The spring of CUC has brought to me a vivid stage. The competitors are all unique with their own.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev as part of his current trip to Kazakhstan.
The Chinese military says 1,100 military personnel and members of the Chinese armed police forces are now in Nepal to help with the earthquake relief efforts.
The U.S. job market rebounded in April with strong growth in business services, healthcare, and construction.
People don't have enough spending power. They don't have enough breathing room in the household budget, and that's why we've had this perpetually slow growth economy.
And comment on smartphone mania.
The survey found that the more time people spend using mobile devices, the more they put their family relationships at risk.
And this is Weekly Focus. Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On May 8th, the final competition of the spring of CUC was held in a 1,500 lecture hall. After several rounds of fierce competition, the top 12 competitors have brought a terrific show to the passionate audience. Our correspondent Deng Tianyue was there.
I'm now at the site of the competition. The 1,500 lecture hall is now filled with screaming and applause. The competition will go on for 3 rounds, and finally, only one of the competitors will win the champion. Now I'm at a backstage. Next to me is Yun Ziyao, one of the versatile competitors tonight. Congratulations for getting in the final. After rounds of competition, you must have collected much memories and experiences. Can you share them with us?
The spring of CUC has brought to me a vivid stage. The competitors are all unique with their own characters. We help and bless each other. The staff are also kind and helpful. They design different stages for us and also help us in life during the competition. Our friends spend both money and time to support and motivate us. And this is the most impressive.
You really have made it. Do you have any plans after the competition? Will you hold on to singing? Do you have any new ideas in singing?
As for experience, I have gained singing skills, stage experience, and friendship. Thank you all.
I'm now in the competition's audience group. The girl next to me is one of the audience tonight. What do you feel about tonight's competition?
I think as an audience, I was really thrilled to see their performance. And after seeing the performance, we all feel that life is colorful and we can have our own dreams.
After watching the final, do you have any plans to join the competition next year?
If I practice better, I will have a chance on the stage.
That's all the information I got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Tianyue. The competition is over, but competitors' pursuit of music has just begun. Hope our competitors will hold on to singing and bravely chase their dreams.
On 10th May, the new theater from England came to our school and presented students a delicacy of Shakespeare's famous comic play, The Merchant of Venice. Considering audiences are all Chinese, sponsors have prepared Chinese subtitles to help the students understand the play. Our correspondent Huang Aiping was there.
The world is still deceived three quarters. And that old witness put the guide and short form of
I am not here at the spa watching the Merchant of Venice.
actors have impressed all the audiences with their fabulous acting, winning applause from the beginning to the end. Now the show is over. I will interview the actor who plays the role of Senior Antonia.
I think the main conflict of this play is from the religion.
Yes.
Actually, most of the audience today, they are not believers.
Yeah.
And they don't actually have much background knowledge. Perhaps there are some parts that they can't understand.
Yeah, of
so
course.
Have you made any changes compared to the version that you played in UK or in Europe?
No, we've kept it very similar, but exactly, you know, almost exactly the same in terms of the text. And what's very interesting is the reactions of different countries.
Yeah.
Like, over here, oh my goodness, I just have to look at Bassanio in a certain way and everyone bursts into laughter. But it's that's very interesting because we're certainly not reading into the sort of the gay subtext. We haven't played it as that. We've thought about it, but we've just left it open-ended for people to interpret it how they wish. But over here, oh my gosh, you certainly go for it. You certainly don't like that. Yeah, it just has to touch my hand or sort of touch my head and it's like, oh. But that's what's interesting about performing it in different cultures is the audience reaction.
Uh-huh.
Although it is, on a serious note, slightly interesting that it provokes so much laughter. That's interesting. And
definitely.
I hasten to use the word unfortunate a little bit. But that's just the way it is, isn't it?
I would like to say thank you to the actors who performed us with such a wonderful play. Later, I'm going to interview the organizer of this activity.
去年的肯定也是成绩呢，就是很好的，就跟观众的互动跟现场。
As the organizer, what do you think of today's play? And also, is there any difference compared to last year's play?
The show tonight was a great success, which is actually beyond our expectations, because the last 2 years they played some tragedies like King Lear, and there weren't many interactions with the audience. Moreover, it is easy to make audiences laugh, but it is much more difficult to make them cry. I didn't see anyone crying last year, and the costumes this year are more dedicated and colorful compared to last year.
That's all the information I've got. Back to your studio.
Thank you, Aiping. It was so amazing that sitting in the 1,500 lecture hall, and we can enjoy an original Shakespeare play. This is a great chance for students who major in theater and English lovers to get a close look at classic English plays.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev as part of his current trip to Kazakhstan. Meeting in the capital, Astana, the two states want to align their countries' development strategies.
The Chinese military says 1,100 military personnel and members of the Chinese armed police forces are now in Nepal to help with the earthquake relief efforts. This is the biggest military contingent China has sent to foreign soil for humanitarian and aid missions since 1949. The Chinese Air Force also has 8 transport planes and 3 helicopters taking part in disaster relief.
The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, is warning close to 1 million children in Nepal will not be able to return to school at all this year unless urgent action is taken. UNICEF estimates some 24,000 classrooms across the country have been damaged or destroyed in the quake. Schools in Nepal had been due to reopen on May 15th.
This year's Cross-Strait Economy, Trade and Culture Forum has been held in Shanghai. It's a regular meeting between officials from the mainland and Taiwan. It has also seen a meeting between the mainland's top political advisor, Yu Zhengsheng, and the chair of Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang Party, Eric Chu.
This year's Cross-Strait Economic, Trade and Culture Forum has been held in Shanghai. It's a regular meeting between officials from the mainland and Taiwan. The discussions are focused mostly on cross-strait exchanges in science and technology, as well as culture, education, and the development of the two sides' respective small and medium-sized business sectors.
The leader of the Communist Party of China and the Taiwan-based Kuomintang Party have met in Beijing. Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee and Chairman of Kuomintang Party Eric Chu, have discussed the two parties' exchanges and relations across the Taiwan Straits. During the meeting, Xi Jinping called for the mainland and Taiwan to build a community of shared destiny and settle political differences through equal consultations.
Okay, let's look at the international news. After the weak job gains in March, fewer than 100,000 hires, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst Greg McBride says, The second quarter is off to a good start.
Oh, the April jobs report shows that we're back on track. It really reveals that March was the aberration. That was the month where the results were very poor, and they were revised lower with this morning's release. But you know, April really kind of gets us back in the game. People don't have enough spending power. They don't have enough breathing room in the household budget. And that's why we've had this perpetually slow growth economy, because consumers are not in a position where they can ramp up spending on a consistent basis.
Until employers start ramping up wages, McBride says, the housing market is likely to remain sluggish. Part of the problem, according to the National Association of Business Economics' Ken Simpson, is inertia. The new jobs data show about 8.5 million Americans are still out of work, but that's down more than 1 million from a year ago.
The French Parliament on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly in favor of a controversial bill that will legalize sports surveillance of terror suspects in France.
I want to say first that I am pleased with this large result, this very large majority in favor of the bill on intelligence. It's a bill that preserves our basic liberties, a bill that is a framework for the activities of our intelligence services, but which gives them additional means so they can be as efficient as possible in the face of the terrorist threat, but also against serious crime and industrial espionage.
But while lawmakers from diverse French parties approved the legislation, many others questioned whether it would have significant effect in fighting terrorism. Analysis said radical groups are an attractive alternative for young Muslims unhappy with their official leaders. Analysis said Islamic radicalism can be fought more successfully by strengthening moderate Muslim communities and by offering better choices to young Muslims worldwide.
Okay, let's move on to the Wiki News Minute. Internet Plus Alumni Forum of CUC's Alumni Forum series will be held at the Museum of Communication on May 24th, and many big names will be present that day.
Yang Zhe, the vice president of Huawei Company, gave us a speech on the topic of the power of marketing at a Museum of Advertisement last Wednesday.
A probe has been launched into the fatal police shooting of Xu Fenghe, who was shot when he tried to get through the security checkpoint at railway station in northeast China's Heilongjiang province on May 2nd, the Ministry of Public Security said Tuesday. A statement from the Ministry of Public Security said there are clear rules on the carrying and use of firearms by police officers, and it will take time to confirm whether police had opened fire legally in the case.
There has been an apparent increase in the number of officials who visited doctors for depression over the past 3 years, and many of them are reluctant to seek doctor out of fear of ruining their political career, and some pay visits to the doctor on private record instead of medical insurance in order to keep their illness private. The issue of officials suffering from depression has hit a public spotlight as 3 officials committed suicide in the first week of May.
At least 65 people died in Nepal and nearly 2,000 were hurt in Tuesday's 7.4 magnitude quake, with fears the figures could rise. At least 17 dead in India. A search continues for a missing USA helicopter with 8 people on board. Thousands of Nepalese spend the night in the open. Many have not returned to their homes since the 7.8 magnitude quake on 25 April that killed over 8,000.
Saudi-led airstrikes pounded the Yemen capital Sana'a on Tuesday, hours before a 5-day truce was set to begin between the alliance of Gulf Arab nations and the Houthi militia, which controls much of the country. Residents said 3 airstrikes hit a base for army units loyal to the Houthis in the north of the capital, sending up a column of smoke.
Okay, that is the end of weekly review. Next will be sport and entertainment news. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. The Beijing Ducks have extended their contract with star import and former NBA player Stephen Marbury to 2017. Ducks coach Min Lu Lei says the extension means that Marbury will play with Beijing for 2 more seasons. The 38-year-old Marbury, who signed a 3-year contract with Beijing in 2013, led the team to their 3rd CBA title this past season and was voted the CBA Finals MVP.
Jimmy Butler of Chicago Bulls was named the NBA's most improved player after making his first All-Star team and averaging a career-high in scoring. The Chicago guard says he will continue to improve and try to help his team win. In his fourth season, Butler went from averaging 13.1 points per game to 20 points per game. His shooting improved from 39.7% to 46.2%, and his rebounding and assists increased as well. 25-year-old Butler received 92 of 129 first place and 535 total points from a panel of sports writers and broadcasters to win this award. Britain's Andy Murray knocked off clay court king Rafael Nadal for the first time on the surface to win the Madrid Masters title on May 10, 2015. Murray commanded the court on his way to a 6-3, 6-2 win over four-time champion. Andy Murray on winning his second straight clay court tourney after winning the Munich Open last week.
To win a Masters series on clay for me is, you know, a step in the right direction. It's something I've never done before. So that's good progress there. And obviously to win against Rafa on clay in a final in Spain is, you know, an extremely difficult thing to do, and I'm proud that I've managed to do that.
The match also marks Nadal's fourth straight clay court loss. World number one Roy McIlroy of Northern Ireland shoot a 2-under-70 and is tied for 17th place after the third round of the Players' Championship in Florida on Saturday. The total leaves him 4 strokes out of the lead.
I don't know. I played really good golf today. I mean, I think I had 13 or 14 fairways. Hit a lot of greens. Gave myself a lot of chances. And, you know, I'm being very frustrated on these greens, and, you know, not seeing a lot of putts drop. So hopefully that'll change a little. You know, can change tomorrow. But tee to green, it's right there, and just need to get a few to fall.
Chris Craig shot a 4-under-68 to take it 1 shot lead. Two-time Players' Championship winner Tiger Woods posted a pair of double bogeys on par 5 holes on the way to a 3-over-75, leaving him 3-over for the tournament. That's all for sports, let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. Amazon is in the news. It is said that Amazon has canceled girl and boy categories in describing children's toys. Unfortunately, the toys are now all under just one category, crap made in China. Nowadays, more and more children are becoming wrapped in the game Minecraft. As a result, there is a new book coming out to help parents understand the game. And there is a new update of it for helping kids understand what a book is. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge welcomed their baby daughter about 3 weeks ago. The birth certificate of the royal baby listed her parents' job as being the prince and princess of the United Kingdom, which sounds better than unemployed. An American holistic doctor has developed a trick to help people fall asleep in 60 seconds. The doctor says all it takes is just $99 and a rematch of the boxer Mayweather-Pacquiao. It was Mother's Day last Sunday. Many people have shown their picture taken with their mothers on WeChat Moments. There was an interesting statement saying that it was a great chance to find who had a faceless on Sunday. There was a thief caught in a dining hall of university in Wuhan. He was also hit by the angry students. Some people joked that it was evident he had never attended college because he didn't know students are always angry with finishing their meal in school canteen. A retired American Olympic athlete said that he put out his daughter's tooth by tying it to a string attached to a javelin and threw the javelin. After telling the story, he hung up the prison phone and returned to his cell. Authorities in New York busted a gun-running operation headed by 500-pound gun member nicknamed Wobbles. The arrest took place last week, but the strip search of him is still going on because his folds of fat are just close to high tension.
Recently, a survey conducted by Monthly Magazine has shown that smartphone mania drives the family apart. It has made a call that couples should switch off their electronic devices during the talk. Our commentators Wang Ruochen and Huang Yiping will comment on this issue.
Dear audience, welcome to Weekly Commentary. I'm Huang Yiping.
And I'm Wang Ruochen.
Luchen, have you heard that a recent report has promoted a call that people should switch off their smartphones for an hour every day? They said that's to prevent the use of mobile apps from eroding family ties, restricting direct communication between people.
Yes, actually, I've read the report already.
Mm-hmm.
It is carried out by a monthly magazine called Marriage and Family,
mm-hmm.
which affiliates with the All China Women's Federation. The survey found that the more time people spend using mobile devices, the more they put their family relationships at risk.
So, how do you think of it?
Well, I think it's very reasonable. As you know, nowadays more and more people tend to focus on their electronic devices instead of talking to their family members on the dinner table. That's awful.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think maybe that is why now researchers advise family members to increase the amount of time they spend communicating face-to-face and to do some other things with their family members instead of just keeping their eyes glued to their phone screens.
Mm-hmm. According to the survey, about 73.3% of more than 500 million smartphone users in the country prefer to leave their devices switched on around the clock.
That's certainly not a very healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's not yet the end. Actually, the survey also found that married couples who use their smartphones when they are together, that's actually 47.2% of all couples in the country, tend to be less happy than those who don't.
No wonder. Just imagine you're now discussing your exciting travel plan with your boyfriend while he's just keep checking his messages and WeChat moment all the time. That can really make me cry.
I agree. That's not something special. In fact, among the 30,000 valid responses attracted by the survey, 60.1% of those who are married complain about the intrusion from the so-called electronic rival in their relationship, just like an online game analyst called Zhang admitted that his girlfriend becomes annoyed and even quarrel with him if he does not stop playing games on his iPhone.
And moreover, the excessive use of smartphones also tends to interfere with parent-child relationship. Can you believe that 36.6% of respondents think they use their electronic devices to keep their children quiet?
Oh, really? I don't think it's wise, because in the long term, this will definitely deepen the gap between parents and children.
Quite agree. It's of great importance for parents to communicate with their kids regularly. As you know, that's not something mobile apps can compensate for.
And also, personal health is under suffering. The researchers found that over two-thirds of respondents take their device to bed, and about half of them continue to use it after turning off the lights. And with no doubt, people in latter group find it five times more difficult to get to sleep than others.
Wow, but I think in a more direct way, at least mobile phones can do harm to the eyes.
Obviously.
But despite the miserable facts, we can also expect a positive point of view. According to a dean of Beijing Normal University School of Psychology, more and more people are now realizing that communicating with electronic devices erodes the quality of family and social ties.
That sounds quite relieving. After all, there are some people emphasize the importance of face-to-face communication.
So to sum up, smartphones do bring us great convenience, but on the other hand, we should really put the use of it under certain limits. After all, it's our face-to-face relationships and personal health that really count.
Do not let yourself and your family become the victim of modern technology.
That's all for the weekly commentary. Thank you for listening. I'm commentator Wang Ruochen.
And I'm Huang Aiping. See you next week.
Thank you, Ruochen and Aiping. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program. Temperature will rise in the next few days, so please pay attention to your clothing. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Feng Guorui. See you.
And I'm Peng Qingzhu. See you.
You are listening to Weekly Focus. Tomorrow, Sea Countdown will bring you top 5 new static, classic and classical, Mumu Mumu and Tidal Wave as usual. Just log in our radio at FM 89.3 every Tuesday night. Music Space is waiting for you.
About it when I see you again. We've come a long way. from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。